All right, so welcome out. We're very excited to be here for the rookie phase of this mini camp here. We got a little bit of an introduction today with meetings and with a walkthrough. We have a practice this afternoon where the players can wear helmets, and that's it. The other jerseys on, no pads. But again, it looks like a good crew, and I probably have more to tell you after I see them this afternoon. But for what I saw this morning, it was all good. Time's yours.
All right, Coach, I'll get right into it.
Sure.
Tyreek Hill, something else that occurred to me. I'm curious. We've been able to do more reporting since last Saturday. Number one thing I'm thinking is, would you guys have felt comfortable making that selection had you not spoken to the district attorney, the prosecutor, who mentioned that they consulted with the victim on the plea?
Yeah, listen, I think I believe it's important that you do your homework. Every situation is different. I know Doris and his guys did that. I really wasn't involved in that part of it. But I know every possible stone that they could overturn, they did. And so within that, along with the part that I mentioned after the draft, that the young man's trying to do the right things, whether it's with counseling, whatever it is, he's trying to do the right things to better himself. So I think all those go into the evaluation. Everyone's different. Every situation's different.
Andy, have there been times when you talked to a kid, you communicated with a kid, and like all the background says he's doing the right stuff, but then you meet the guy and you just say, I don't know if I feel comfortable. I don't know if he gets that. Has that happened to you before?
Well, that's one reason we brought him up here. Normally you want to make that part of the homework, part of the equation there. So, we brought him up here and had a chance to meet him and have him kind of mingle around. The players were here. Our players were here at that time. So I think that was a positive thing.
I know you give people second chances, but I am curious. Have you vetoed guys before just because you didn't feel the belief that they were changing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there are people that you, that you've done that with. Yeah.
The rookie symposium is gone by the league. Are you planning extra classroom time with these guys on those guys?
Yeah. That falls under BJ's area there, and he does that. And the league has a plan for it for the guys that are in the player engagement program. So throughout the league and. BJ will do a good job with that part.
But scheduling wise, it'll come after the veteran minicamp.
Yeah. Yes.
Andy, back to Hill for a second. I mean, you guys obviously like him as a player. What did you see in him as a player that would lead you to pick him in the fifth round?
Yeah. So, he's an explosive athlete. Obviously, he's got return ability. He's had success as a player. I mean, when he's been on the field, that's what enticed us looking at him. So,
is the risk worth the reward?
Yeah. So listen, I'm not much on the crystal ball and looking into the future. We do enough homework where we feel that he's headed in the right direction. And deserves a second chance. So, and I'm not here. Listen, I understand the situation. I've been involved with it for a number of years with my wife and our charity. So I've seen different situations. And I'm not here to judge. I mean, I'm not the almighty. I'm not saying that at all by any means. From what we gathered, and we tried to be as thorough as we could with it. We felt that he deserved an opportunity. So,
and I guess why I asked that, because with all the negative blowback that you gotten from it, almost feels as though he has to make the team, otherwise it becomes a waste.
Yeah, no, I don't. I wouldn't say that. I think he's got to keep doing the right things, and he's got to go play football. He's got to do that part, and those all become parts of the whole there. So. He still has to make the team. I mean, he's not like anybody else. He's not guaranteed a position at all, and that's how it goes.
Yeah,
tiring the judgment that you seem to have taken for the past week, people saying not in Kansas City and not willing to give a chance?
No. Listen, I completely understand, man. I'm sensitive to the situation, so I get it. I mean, I've talked to women on the other side of this. On the other side, the receiving side, and so I'm very sensitive to that. And you know, a lot of guys don't try to right the wrong, and so I give the kid credit for doing that, and he's really working hard at that. But I completely understand the other side.
So there's been the amount of discussion, right? The amount of second guessing hasn't surprised you at all. I mean, did you guys know that amount was coming?
Well, yeah, because not everybody had. I mean, we had the benefit of doing all the homework. I mean, not everybody had the whole story. I mean, and then you guys have had time now to kind of follow up on it. And so I understand. I get it. I mean, I got it.
The only reason I ask is because you mentioned your wife. That's it. But you mentioned she's done like a lot of domestic violence help, and she's really big into that. So the only reason I ask is I'm curious to know what she thought. I mean, did you? I'm sure you heard.
Yeah, I mean, the counseling was a big part of it. Is he willing to go and do that? I mean, that step is huge to actually admit that you were wrong. I mean, a lot of people won't do that. I mean, they just won't go there. And then on top of that, to try to fix yourself and make it right. And so, to her, those were valuable steps. Yeah.
And is there anything you guys can do to give this guy more support? I mean, you guys do a lot.
Yeah.
And protect rookies, but like, does he have to get more? And just
It's not protecting him. It's not protecting him. It's teaching him. So he'll continue to receive counseling and that. So it'll be ongoing. And he's got the right frame of mind with that. So we've got people here, support group, that can help him out in there.
A couple more guys.
This weekend compared to any other weekend that you have with the rookies, you talk about teaching you and your staff. Just what's unique about this weekend, getting the guys out on the field and teaching them this week?
Yeah. It's a clean slate. So these guys, you're up there and you're installing, and where you're in your fourth year with the other guys, this group here, they're hearing it for the first time. So every little step and detail, you better have covered. And it's not all going to go in the first time. And we're throwing a lot at them to digest, but it's a nice challenge for them. And that's the exciting part.
All right, we'll go Vahe, Adam, and then we'll...
You're all right, let's go. Fire away.
You alluded to Michael Vick a little bit last week, and obviously this is not a perfect parallel at all, but I wonder if you, just looking back at that, if you can describe why you felt strongly that could work and what you could do for him and what you asked of him.
Yeah, well, Michael kind of did that same thing. He when he got out of jail, he worked and tried to, head in the right direction. He faced the people that were really scrutinizing him and tried to help them the best he could, understanding that, I mean, listen, he did a wrong like this. It's been done. And so now where do I go? So try to help out and make it the best he could. And I thought he did that. Yeah.
Is there a bottom, some line that precludes somebody being drafted? I know we think that going forward the young man might do well. But
sure. No. But well, I think, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes. So I think it comes back to the question of, have there been people that we didn't draft? Yeah, so, I mean, there are. I mean, there are situations that you don't feel comfortable with. You got to dig in and do your homework. And our guys do that. They do that on every player. They try to exhaust it on everyone. Not everyone you feel as comfortable, and I'm not even sure comfortable is a word, but that you feel worthy of bringing in and giving them an opportunity.
Last one, Adam.
Andy, Kevin Hogan, and now you've got three younger developmental type quarterbacks. Are you going to have enough snaps to sort through that the way you need to between now and September?
I think we will, yeah. I think we'll be okay there. The one nice thing is they've all got a good head on their shoulders, so they're smart guys. And, I think we'll be okay there.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you.